Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Cleared to Play. Going to take you inside the tent, get you updated on the latest injuries in the Bay. Proud to partner with UCSF Health on this segment and bring in Professor of and Chief of Sports Medicine at UCSF. It's Dr. Brian Feely, everybody. Hey, Doc, what's going on?
Not much, just enjoying a week of vacation.
We don't care if anybody's hurt anymore because they won the championship. Thank you for coming on, Doc.
No problem.
No, okay, just kidding.
No, don't go.
No. For real now, James Wiseman, they're going to play him in summer league. And I know, in fact, Dibs was one of them. He just a moment ago, he's like, wow, they're going to play this guy in summer league. So should there be any concerns?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a guy that unfortunately has had multiple procedures. He had to have an injection of PRP back in April, and we don't know how his knee's going to hold up. So my guess is for the summer league, controlled minutes, gradually reevaluate his knee and how it holds up to playing. My guess would be kind of mid-July, they'll get him back into playing with some limited minutes. If his knee's not swelling and he's not having much pain, they can kind of increase and then go into the training camp from there.
Is there any sense that this could be a lingering sort of ailment throughout his career? Is it something that he's going to have to be monitored on as far as swelling and recovery throughout the early part of his career?
Yeah, I mean, I think this can go one of two ways. This could go how we talked about Steph Curry and his ankle, where it was, gosh, is he ever going to be able to play that well? And it turns out he did okay. Or this can be like Brandon Roy, where you have a series of early career injuries, you get progressively more and more breakdown, and your knees end up being a debilitating process where you can still get a few good years, but you never quite get that potential.
What about Klay Thompson? I've heard everybody say, okay, finally gets a summer with no rehab, should be back ready to go. But what do you think? Based on what he's been through, what exactly does the offseason look like for him?
Yeah, I think there's no real good precedent for what Klay's come back from. You know, there are people who have come back from ACL injuries. There's people that have come back from Achilles. Nobody's really come back at his level and from both injuries. So I think for him, first of all, in the NBA, there's no real such period of time as true rest, but he's going to have some forced rest followed by some conditioning, making sure his core stability is good, and really do everything to prevent re-injury going into the season. And if you look at the data for those individual injuries, usually it's the second year back where players kind of get back to their previous level. And I think we saw that in the playoffs. You know, he kind of go up and down, but realistically, his good games were at the level where he used to play or pretty close, and his not-so-good games, they were off, but they were fewer and fewer as the playoffs progressed.
And for Klay, it's just a question of continued strength and increasing the fitness. And would you imagine that the sort of load management structure that he saw when he immediately came back, do you think that they'll keep that in place in the early part of the regular season?
Yeah, I think probably to a certain extent for all these guys. And I think we saw this in that first series of playoff runs where they just got tired. And there really isn't a benefit to necessarily winning the Western Conference. We saw this year getting people some rest is probably more important. You never know what's going to happen in the playoffs. So getting people a little bit extra rest, even if it leads to a few more losses, but also gets the young guys playing a little bit more, I think is going to be long-term much more beneficial to the team as well as the individual players.
Dr. Brian Feely, Cleared to Play, Willard and Dibs. Doc, let's talk Brandon Crawford. He left last night's Giants game. They're saying right now they're thinking maybe he'll just miss a couple of days. The knee is structurally sound on his slide into home plate, but they do want to take an MRI today. What should we be thinking about here?
Yeah, hopefully not much. I mean, with that slide, it was a pretty ugly slide, and it really looked at first like an ankle injury, but then the catcher pretty much landed right on top of him. With these knee contusions, sometimes it can be a few weeks until you feel pretty good. The reason to get an MRI is to just rule out anything structural and to a certain extent get a little bit of a prognostic factor. We know with Ja Morant, we heard a lot about bone bruises during the NBA playoffs. And it really is sort of something that can be back in a few days versus not really going to be back for 3 to 4 weeks. And I think for Crawford, the MRI will be hopefully just something that confirms as soon as he feels good, he can be back on the field.
That's obviously going to be huge for the Giants to be able to get their linchpin back defensively. Jacob Junis, the pitcher's got a hamstring issue. They're hoping to get him going as well. How much of this do you have to monitor? Obliques for pitchers and leg injuries as well.
Yeah, so the most common injury across baseball is a hamstring injury, even with pitchers. And for pitchers, both the drive leg, the one you push off from, and the one you land on, are equally important in being able to pitch effectively. And I think the good thing for Junis is he's ahead of schedule, all things considered. So when we look at hamstring injuries, they're graded by how bad they are on MRI, as well as how bad they are clinically. And he has a grade 2 injury, which is about as bad as you see in baseball. And that means that part of one of the hamstring muscles is torn. And that means you limp, you feel some pain during movement, and you may see some swelling and maybe even some bruising. Usually with this, that means a few weeks of really true forced rest, followed by a really slow return to pitching, usually off a flat mound first. And then as you're able to push and land, gradually increasing, usually a stint in the minors for a few games too, just to make sure everything's feeling okay.
Doc, great stuff. We appreciate the perspective as always.
All right, man. Have a good week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.